Hey everyone, I am back. I apologize for the delay. A lot of it has just been I don't have the motivation anymore, or I haven't lately, and I'm running out of good games to demo. But I thought I would do a quick demo of this game. This game is called Mine Racer, made by the same people who made Haunted House. It's a neat time waster. It's more of an it's more of an arcade type game, and let's go ahead and
speech mode talk.
Play this. Basically, the premise is that you're in a mine cart traveling down a mine, and you have pits that you have to jump over, coins to collect, and stalactites that you have to duck underneath. As far as I can tell, this game is endless and it just keeps on going, so let's go ahead and play this and we'll see how far I get.
Run dialogue.
So I'm going to go ahead and go into my folder here.
Text unavailable. Document. Item. 2 megabytes games.
And we'll do
MinRacer Win32 me. Item.
MineRacer.
MinRacer.txt.
There is a manual file that you can read. And also this game is available for a bunch of different platforms. macOS, Linux, Windows. So definitely worth checking out there if you're into multi-platform stuff. Let's go ahead and run this.
Mine Race. Use your arrow keys to navigate the menu and enter to select play a game.
Excuse me.
Play a game.
So home and end move to the top and bottom of the menu. Obviously, if you use up and down,
view instructions,
those will go through the options in the menu.
Run game sound. View high time scores. View high point scores. View credits. Exit game. Play a game. View instructions.
Let's view the instructions real quick.
Use your arrow keys to review the instructions and enter to return to the main menu. Welcome to Mine Racer, a fast-paced, addictive game of skill and dexterity.
Actually, I wish I could turn down
the
music.
Press the enter key to return to the game menu. Welcome to Mine Racer. You are hurtling through a large cavern fraught with danger. The mine cart is out of control and will never stop. In fact, it keeps getting faster and faster. You must jump, hits, and duck stalactites to stay alive. The object of the game is to survive as long as possible and get as many points as you can. You get points simply for surviving, collecting coins, jumping pits, and ducking stalactites. There are bonuses for the more daring player. If you jump on the very edge of a pit, you will get 10,000 points. If you duck under a stalactite at the very last second, you will get 10,000 points. If you collect 100 coins, your current score will double. You must jump to collect coins. To jump, press the up arrow or the letter I. To duck, press and hold the down arrow for the letter K.
Yeah, so I will allow you to jump. Pressing, I or the up arrow is your jump key. Holding K or the down arrow is your duck key.
Note that if using JAWS for Windows, the arrow keys may act sluggishly or not respond at all, so it is recommended to use K and I in this case. While in the game, you can check your accomplishments with the following keys. C for coins. O for points. P for pits. R for a quick rundown of everything. S for stalactites. T for time. While playing, you can press enter to pause the game. Press enter again to resume. You can use the review progress keys while paused.
So hopefully you can hear this okay. I know this music is a bit loud.
When the game is over, you can move through the details of your score by using the arrow keys. You can press the enter key to return to the game menu. Welcome to MineRake. Use your review instructions.
Alright, so that's the instructions. I'm not going to look at the high scores because it just lists your scores from prior games and I don't care about the score.
Run game sound. Use your arrow keys to navigate the menu and enter to play the sound. Pressing space while the sound is playing will stop it. Cart.
Alright, so here are the sounds. That's the sound of the cart.
Coin. Death by pit.
That is a very interesting pit death sound. I'm not sure if I like it.
Death by stalactite.
Yeah, it sounds painful.
Double points. Duck. Get coin. Jump beeps disabled.
Jump beeps disabled.
I don't know how you disable the jump beeps.
Jump. Land.
The jump beeps play when you're close to a pit and it tells you when you can jump.
Paused. Pit jump bonus.
Pit jump bonus.
Pit.
Alright, let's stop that.
Safe to jump. Stalactite bonus.
Stalactite bonus.
Stalactite.
I'm going to stop that.
Unpaused. Back to main menu.
Alright, so I'm going to do a run through of this game. Just one, because if I did a whole bunch of them, it would take forever. So we're going to see how far I can go. Now, there is a demo of this game, so this game is paid. I think the demo restricts you to a few minutes, but either way, I think this demonstration should also give you a pretty good idea as to whether you want to buy this or not. I bought it just because I think these are kind of cool games, and it's different than just an FPS or a hack and slash. Speaking of which, I will not be playing Hellhunter. I don't have the patience for it. I know people wanted me to try doing the Dracula fight, but I just don't care. So, yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and play this.
Use your app view to play a game.
And here we go. So the nice thing, too, this game doesn't really use audio in stereo, so you really don't have to worry about positional stuff. So if you have issues with your hearing, or you can't hear, or if you can't hear things too well in one channel or the other or both, this should be playable by pretty much everyone, which I think is cool. Now, I did pause the game there, so you just pause it by hitting enter, and then I can hit R.
0 coins, 0 stalactites, 1 pit, and 4,450 points.
So that's all the information.
0 stalactites.
S is how many stalactites you've cleared.
0 coins.
C is your coins.
25 seconds.
T is your time.
4,450 points.
O is your score, and that will increase the longer you survive.
1 pit.
P is for pits. I think that covers everything. So I'm going to hit enter, and we're just going to play this. Jump. Oh! Okay, well.
Game over. Use your arrow keys to review the statistics of your game. Congratulations, you made it to position 10 on the time scoreboard. Your total time was 30 seconds.
Okay, so this is what happens when you lose, and that was a really bad game, so I'm going to play one more. But if I arrow through here, it will tell me my information.
You scored 8,143 points. You jumped 1 pit. You ducked 0 stalactites. You collected 3 coins. Your adventure ended as a bloody smear on the side of a stalactite. Copy score to clipboard.
You can copy the score to your clipboard, so if you want to share it somewhere, you can.
Back to main menu. Use your key to play again.
Alright, let's go ahead and play this, and I will actually try to play this now. So, here we go. Show some coins up here. I'm going to wait until they're a little bit louder and closer. And jump. Jump over the pit. And you duck. So there's a stalactite there. Jump. That was close. And let's see here. I almost got hit by the stalactite there. That was not good. Basically, I'm going to wait for the volume of that sound to go away. Here's a pit. So I'm going to let go down arrow and jump. Now the problem is, this gets harder and harder the longer you last, because you're going faster and faster.
1:19.
So we're just cruising along here. Oh. Whoa. Okay, that was close. I almost got hit. And let go of the down out jump.
43 coins. 1:59.
Alright, I've been playing for 2 minutes. The longest I've gotten on here is about 5. Duck this thing here. Oh, I thought I could hear another stalactite, but maybe not. Yeah, this is just, it's a different type of game, and I think, especially at the higher difficulties, it really tests you. It tests your reflexes. Alright, I'm not gonna get those. But these next ones I can. Oh crap. Okay, almost got hit by the stalactite.
48 coins.
Alright.
53 coins. 3:14.
Just continuing here, and I'm getting faster.
Seconds. Seconds.
Whoa, that was close.
Coins. 4:52.
My score just doubled. Or that might mean that I bypassed my high score.
5:07. Seconds.
It'd be kind of cool if I could make it to 10 minutes, but I don't. Well, we'll see.
Coins. 5:37.
5.5 minutes, we're not doing too bad.
5:05. Game over. Use your arrow keys to review the statistics of your game. Congratulations. You made it to position 1 on the time scoreboard and position 1 on the point scoreboard.
Holy crap. Okay.
Your total time was 5:56.
Okay, almost 6 minutes. That's not too bad, actually.
You scored 315,330 points. You jumped 18 pits. You decked 17 stalactites. You collected 102 coins. Your adventure ended at the bottom of a pit. Copy score to clipboard. Back to main menu. Use your exit game.
Yeah.
See, Minracer win 32 main window. Items view list. Minracer.txt.
That is Minracer. Let me close out of here.
Audacity.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool game. You know, it's just, like I said, it's different, and you can challenge yourself, and you can see how far you can make it. At some point, I want to try to make it past the 10-minute mark, though. I don't think that's possible, because by that point, you're going really, really, really fast. But all in all, it's a really cool game. And I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I'll try to think of some more stuff to do after this. I think I'm going to look at another game called Your Adventure, which is kind of a mishmash of different concepts. You can cook things, you can craft. Well, I don't think it has crafting. You can fish. There are quests that you can do. There's some combat and RPG things in it. So I'll definitely be checking that out here pretty soon. But anyway, you guys take care, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this. As always, if you have any questions, comments, ask away. I will try to get back to you. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. You guys take care.